Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Continuing to pave her own way in the gospel music industry, the music industry at that. I'm talking about my friend Sheree Isabel. This is her latest, The Great I Am.
I know he will come through for you.
Zion, Zion.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm excited to have a returning artist in the studio with me. Her name is Sri Isabel, and we've been playing her song, The Great I Am. It's an incredible song, and I've got to call you Songbird. Welcome back to Real Gospel.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes, yes, yes. There's a lot that I wanted to say, but I wanted to wait until we were in the studio because I wanted the spontaneity. And first and foremost, I want to publicly say thank you for leading us in worship at the 100 Men Evangelism Service 2 weeks ago. You did an incredible job.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It was an honor to be there. It was kind of weird. I was like, well, you know, men's service, but I was able to, glad to be able to lead worship.
Amen. Amen. And so you brought it up. So that led me, because we had a discussion sort of after the service about why you were called to lead, and that's what God wanted. God called for the 100 Men Evangelism Service, which took place at Cathedral of Praise here in Nashville, Tennessee. The pastor is Bishop Jerry L. Maynard, and I mentioned to you, and we'll talk about your music in just a second, but I mentioned to you that in this city, which is Nashville, Tennessee, that there is a gap in terms of men in the industry being able to lead praise and worship at the level that God has you on.
Wow.
In terms of leading in a choir, leading in praise, leading, they put you in, like I said, in a choir, and then also being able to lead in the recording industry in this sort of region. And as I looked around to try to find someone on short notice, I couldn't find anyone.
Wow.
I looked and I couldn't, and it's not that there aren't men leading, but we wanted someone who could come in and allow the anointing to be used by God.
Thank you, Lord.
To saturate the atmosphere.
That is awesome.
Because we weren't playing. This was not a service for someone to just come in and preach a word and say, now, you know, I hope you feel better, but we're going to pray for you.
Right.
But we wanted chains to be broken and yokes to be destroyed. And God did move.
Thank you, Jesus.
God
Amen.
Did move.
Amen.
And so he used you because you're a willing vessel. So, again, thank you. So your experience, what did you think of the service?
Oh, it was awesome.
Yes.
And to see that many men.
Yes.
Because unfortunately, and especially in the church world, the ratio of the women to men, there's a huge gap.
Yes.
But to see that many men in one service seeking God was absolutely phenomenal.
Yes. Amen. To God be the glory. So having said that, your song, The Great I Am, is a powerhouse of a song.
Thank you.
It's energetic. I just love a good song that if you're still sitting in your seat, I'm not going to say something's wrong with you. I'm not going to go there. But I'm going to say at least your feet should move a little bit while you're sitting down. Maybe you can move side to side, you know, move your shoulders or something. You should show some form of life.
That's right.
You know, and you bring that to the atmosphere. So for those who do not know who you are, tell them a little bit about where you're from, how you first fell in love with Jesus.
Right. Now, I always start out that I'm a country girl.
Really?
Yes. I'm proud of that. I'm glad of that. I was raised in Gallatin, Tennessee.
Okay.
Up the road just a little
bit.
And I actually got saved when I was 5 years old.
Wow.
And my friends used to joke with me. They was like, well, what did you do? What kind of sin did you do at five? Did you color outside the line? But I still had a soul that needed to be saved. And for whatever reason, at the age of five, God captured my attention.
Uh-huh.
Now, I wasn't a perfect child, wasn't a perfect teenager.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got whippings, got grounded.
Yeah.
But my heart, I love the Lord.
Amen.
And I always had a heart for God. I've got this little school book that my mother got for me when I was younger. And even being a young child, it asked you, what did you want to be? And I remember reading through it, and it would say, whatever God wants. And this is like at like 10 and 11.
Yes.
And when I was like, in the second and third grade, I couldn't spell real good. I wanted to be a piano player.
Yeah.
And I couldn't really spell it. So I think I spelled it Pino player, P-I-N-O. But I always loved music.
Yes.
I always loved the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
When I got older,
mm-hmm.
you could see the transition in my little school book that when I got into the high school years,
mm-hmm.
I began to understand the importance of God's will.
Gotcha.
And when I got to that age, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Mm-hmm.
It would say, whatever God wants.
Yes.
In ministry, in music.
Yeah.
So I've always, thank God, had a heart for that, had a heart for ministry, had a heart for God.
Gotcha. So, can you play any instruments?
No.
Oh, okay.
I took lessons, and I wish I had stayed with it. I took lessons when I was a kid, but I didn't really stick with it, you know. But no, gotcha. I, you know, I kind of know keys and know notes, but to really go in and do a chord,
gotcha. So, but you write music, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So songs, I write songs.
You write songs.
Yes.
So what's the difference? Oh, okay. Music would be the notes.
The actual notes.
The
yes.
notes. Okay, gotcha. So, yeah, let me make sure. Yeah, there's a distinction there.
Yeah, if you play an A flat, I can probably catch you.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So, at home or on your phone, you have a vault of songs, I'm sure.
I do, actually. We had a house fire when I was younger and I lost some.
Yeah.
So I'm praying God kind of bring it back.
Yeah.
But I do actually have like a little file. And it's so amazing, Elder X, because of some of the little songs that I have, God gives them to me in dreams. And I wake up and I hear the melody and I hear the words.
Yeah.
So I have to hurry up and get my phone and sing into it.
Yeah.
But a lot of those songs, if I can ever, whenever we get to the next level, actually working on a full-fledged project, I'd like to have something with the dream songs.
Gotcha.
You know, because I mean, I literally can hear the melody.
Wow.
I can, and oftentimes I can really feel the anointing even in the dreams, and I'm waking up and I'm singing it.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Do you wake up speaking in tongues?
I think I have before.
I've always told God, that's my dream, y'all. I want to just wake up in the middle night, morning, whatever it is, just speaking in tongues.
Come on.
That's me. Yeah, I'm like, okay, that's a good dream right there.
Yes.
So, whatever it is,
that's
a good dream.
I think that's happened once to me.
Wow. So, the Great I Am, what was the inspiration for this song?
Now, that song, I actually was preaching in St. Louis.
Really?
At one of our sister
churches
up there.
So you're a preacher,
huh? Yes.
See? Y'all heard that, right? All right.
I was preaching in St. Louis, and somewhere in the message, I quoted, it's Exodus chapter 15, verse number 3. The King James Version says, "The Lord is a man of war."
Yeah.
But the New Living Translation, all the modern translations say God is a warrior.
Yeah.
Actually, the initial concept of the Great I Am was around God being a warrior.
Gotcha.
And actually, my husband, Quentin, for some reason that stuck out to him. He was like, okay, you need to do something with that.
Yeah.
So I wrote it down, and it actually kind of laid there for probably a couple of years.
Wow.
And I picked it back up, and I worked. I was blessed to work with Aaron Lewis, which anybody in Nashville know, that's one of gospel's finest producers. And just, I mean, it was amazing. But when he and I began to develop the lyrics, we kind of settled on God being the Great I Am, which still deals with God delivering Israel from Egypt. It still incorporates all that.
Yeah.
So it just, the Lord just blessed it to all come together.
That is so awesome. So you're still working on the full project, correct?
We will be.
Will be.
I'll say it like that.
So what's the status right now?
Right now we're still promoting The Great I Am.
Okay.
So we're really kind of working that really hard.
Gotcha.
And the reason why that, one of the reason why that song is so dear to my heart, because I love the contemporary worship.
Yes.
I love the CCM.
Yeah.
I love it. Even some of the rap and the neo gospel.
Yeah.
But it's something about that traditional gospel sound.
Yeah.
We're kind of getting away from that.
Yeah.
And the choir sound.
That's
and the gospel industry.
That's
so true. We really want to work that song.
Yeah.
We really want it to bless the people.
Yeah.
Just to kind of, you know, I'm kind of, I guess, I don't know where my middle age, when you hit after 40, is that middle age?
I would say not, but go ahead. Yeah.
But, you know, being in my middle, going over to the other end of, you know, closer to 50.
Yeah.
It seems like we're almost losing that traditional
vibe,
that churchy.
That's true.
You know, and that's kind of where my heart is. I can sing it. I love the worship. I love all of it.
Yeah.
But it's something about that traditional churchy, get up out of your seat, clap your hands kind of gospel music.
Amen. And so those of you who listen to this program, you've heard me echo the same things that you hear Sri saying right now, that in terms of worship and keeping Jesus at the center of the music, and just really... I dare say this, the anointing of the Lord does move in music.
Yes, absolutely.
And you can be delivered and healed in music. And so as we begin to wrap up, do you lead praise and worship right now?
Yes, I'm one of the praise and worship leaders at Greater Christ Temple.
Greater Christ
Bishop
Temple.
Bishop Sherman Merritt.
All right, Bishop Sherman Merritt. What time are your services again?
We start at 8 o'clock, 11:30, and 6 o'clock. We're one of the few uh-huh. churches in Nashville that still have night services on Sunday. So okay. we have 6 o'clock night
That's
service.
That's yes. true. So since you lead praise and worship, I always like to give praise and worshipers an opportunity to speak to those individuals who are fashionably late to service.
Oh, Lord.
Not because they have run behind because for legitimate reasons, but they sort of miss out on praise and worship. So tell them what they're missing out on.
Well, for the one thing, we forget mm-hmm. the mm-hmm. preaching is for us. Uh-huh. That section, whatever, regardless of denomination, church, mm-hmm. the preaching, the preached word yeah. is for us, but praise and worship is the time for God.
Yes.
And so when you... Oh, I'm going to get there right when the bishop yes. get on the floor or uh-huh. pastor get on the floor. You missed a whole segment yeah. of service that was designated yeah. to give God the glory.
Yeah.
You know, and actually it's kind of selfish, Elder yeah. X. I mean, yeah. we're yeah. so caught up. Give me a word. Yeah. I need a word. Yeah. Speak to my spirit.
Yeah.
But you forgot about God. Yeah. You forgot yeah. about just giving him glory, yeah. thanking him for allowing you to even get to the yeah. church one more time.
Yeah.
You skipped over the part that was for
yeah.
God.
Amen.
So, I mean, you know, maybe that's a different angle people can
yeah.
look at.
Yeah.
You know, now don't be so selfish to where yeah. you just want to go get your word.
Gotcha.
But go and give God the glory.
Amen. Amen. So you heard it. Don't miss out on the praise and worship aspect of service. It's very important, and healings do take place. I'm pretty sure you're a witness to a couple of people who've been touched by God.
Absolutely.
You
yes,
know,
sir.
In the midst of praise and worship. Listen, as we wrap up, please tell the listeners where they can find out more about you, where they can get your music, and how to reach you.
Of course, I'm on all the digital outlets. You mm-hmm. can also go to my website, www.shreeisabel.com. Mm-hmm. S-H-R-E-E, Shree, like yes. 1-2 Shree, mm-hmm. is a bell, just like it sounds.
yeah.
And also, you can catch me every weekend with Dr. Mm-hmm. Bobby Jones on the
That's
Impact
right.
Network,
mm-hmm.
Saturdays and Sundays on the Impact Network,
Amen.
So you can reach us there as well.
Shout out to Dr. Bobby Jones, who listens to this program. Yes, indeed. Hey, Doc. And so, last but not least, let's give a shout out to your husband, Quentin.
Yes, my chocolate yes. drop, my boo.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for continuing to be the other heart of this tremendous woman of God. And so, you all have been married now how long?
This year was going into our 10th year.
Wow,
yes.
congratulations.
Yes, I'm loving it.
Happy anniversary
Thank
in
you.
Advance. And he's a pleasure to work
yes,
with.
Yes, he is.
A joy to work with. And it's just amazing to watch you two go even farther together in the gospel music industry.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
You. He's really pushed
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
He's really the main reason yeah. why I'm even working and
yeah.
doing this, you know,
gotcha.
As far as that we've always did ministry,
yeah.
but just kind of merge it with the industry.
Gotcha.
That's because of my
gotcha.
Boo. Thank you, baby.
And the industry needs you. The one and only Shree Isabel, thank you for stopping by. Thank you for returning as a guest
oh,
on Real Gospel.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Thank you guys for having me.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.